Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
I don't think there's been this much talent in the podcast room, like, ever. Do you think?
You're talking about the three of us, right?
I'm saying the room. The room is filled with talent right now. And for those of you who can't see this, which is everyone, to my left is the wonderful co-host, Shenandoah Barrere.
Oh,
try to get the name right for... No?
Every time you butcher my last name, Stan.
I spelled it right on your mug.
That counts.
Okay.
I guess a little. Brie... Air. Like Brie, like the cheese. Air, like what we all breathe. Brie, air.
Okay.
It's French Canadian. I know it's hard.
All right.
But as someone who covered sports, you should know that last
name. I can spell. I didn't cover pro hockey. Stop. Okay. Don't be pulling in the long lost cousin who doesn't know my name.
Uncle. But okay.
Yeah, okay. Who doesn't know you. But anyway, on to the rest of the talent of the show.
Yeah, but I might need to move to Canada soon, so who knows?
That's right. The Maureen Neufeld, Executive Director, Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp.
I nailed the name.
And then we've all agreed that we have Bashir here from Simone's.
Bashir, whose last name we don't say because none of us can pronounce it correctly.
You don't say it, then you said it right.
Yeah.
Then you haven't made it.
Bashir
haven't
is like share. Yeah. Bashir is the share of Schenectady, of downtown Schenectady.
In the local food scene,
yeah.
Bashir is like that singular.
Is there a food person who has just a singular name? One who goes by just their first name, really?
Gordon Ramsay? No.
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 Well, Bashir, making history.
All right.
That's it. And then also the other highlight is that for the first time in 2026, I have the writer write for the Stan and Shen show that I have coffee for Shen. And this was talked about. So we have the Death Wish Premium Vanilla Latte. And we have the... Premium Mocha Latte from Death Wish, future sponsor of the Stan and Shen Show. So I got you coffee this time.
Thank you, sir. I'm so excited.
Because when I don't get it, she gets cranky afterwards. She's like, oh, you know, you didn't bring me coffee. You do. Just don't look at me. You don't. But we're here about things even better than coffee.
Soup stroll.
Soup.
Yes. How many soup puns are you going to have in this podcast?
I'm going to dip my ladle in and see where it takes me. But we're going to stir it up right now. You want to go?
It was not a super stir, is all I'm saying.
A little chunky?
We'll stew on it for a little and then come back at the end, okay?
Exactly. All right. Yeah. We'll let it simmer.
All right. So, soup stroll, you want me to just give you a quick...
This has consumed you for weeks, so yes.
Quick rundown. Soup stroll taking place Saturday, January 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., throughout downtown Schenectady, we have 32 participating locations this year. Some amazing flavors. 32 was what? Same as last year?
Yep. We are tied with last year, which was our record number.
So, yeah. So this just means like next year I want one more.
But the exciting thing is that there are some new folks this year, folks who have not previously entered for the soup stroll. So there will be some new faces around the blocks.
Yeah, so we have... So new this year will be Ember and Cork, Zaffron, of course, the Lily Peas.
Mm-hmm.
A Bashir production.
Civitello's, which reopened and so is coming on for Soup Stroll.
Yep. And also Bon Appetit Cafe from Union College.
Cafe Bon Appetit, yes. I'm so excited for that one. Also, they have a very unique thing that they're doing, lobster bisque with blueberry croutons. I'm intrigued by the blueberry croutons. I feel like this is going to be a very interesting flavor combination.
Yeah, it's a very Maine-centric flavor combo.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Not mad about it.
Yeah. But we have, beyond having 32 participating soup locations, we have...
Guaranteed.
Yes. We have some exciting news this year. So let me give you the
backstory.
I'll give you the Simone's is not participating spiel real quick.
Okay, that's the bullet.
Should we take a moment for everyone listening who's going to gasp?
I know.
We actually have messages waiting in our inbox, people saying that they're traveling from Maine, Florida, and Connecticut, and are we doing the soup stroll? And we haven't officially. We said it last year, but we haven't actually reminded people.
Yeah, and I mean, I even forgot that that was something that you guys mentioned last year. So I recall a conversation Maureen was having with you on the phone, and I could hear it. And she came back, and she was like, Simone's isn't participating. And I was like, what are we going to do?
Will there be a soup stroll?
I was like, what about J Street? And then I was like, J Street is going to... It's not going to be that long line.
Well, you still have Johnny's on the one side.
Yes, which they always have they always get a very long line. I know.
Yep, because Johnny's right there. We've got Bittersweet Candy doing a Dubai chocolate soup. Running down the road a little, we have Faux Queen, and we're going to have two food trucks set up this year in front of City Hall. So it is still going to be a hot spot of activity, but this also led the way for a fun announcement for our special 10-year anniversary of this event.
Yeah. Do you want to make the announcement? You want me to make the announcement? You want Bashir to make the announcement?
I think Bashir should make the announcement.
I think so.
Well, real quick, just to finish what you were going to say. So last year, we promised our team that if we won the soup stroll, that it would be our third win consecutively, and that we would...
I thought it was the fourth. Last year,
people kept saying on your fourth win, and I didn't correct them. But no, I'm just kidding. No, but it was the third. It was the fourth. They probably got confused with like one of the other competitions.
I'm gonna have to double check because I was certain. It was the fourth.
But it could have been category two. Could have been multiple categories you've won. So that's where the fourth comes in.
So
they've won a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's the third. So because I remember we made the promise. We said if we win this year, next year we're gonna sit it out. And instead of actually participating as one of the restaurants, we're going to hit the streets and actually visit all of our friends across the downtown area and taste the soup for ourselves. And then we're going to give our team a stipend to go out and buy as much soup as they want to. And we're going to have our own Simone score internally, where as the champions, we look to see what else is out there and kind of tell people what we think. It was a fun activity that we wanted to do for our team because everybody works so hard on these competitions that it's great to be able to actually enjoy them for one time. So yeah, we decided to sit it out this year, but we'll definitely still be there. We'll be on the other side of the table.
And then this spurred a conversation about how else we could get Bashir involved with it, you know, with the soup stroll this year, because it is the 10th. It is a milestone year for us. And so for the first time ever in soup stroll history, we are having a special host, which is Bashir. And so he's going to take over our social media for the day with his team. And so you're going to see them posting videos throughout the day, talking to people on the street about, you know, what they enjoy about soup stroll, telling us, you know, what flavors they've had. And we're really just going to sort of hand over the reins on that. They know what they're doing. Their social media game is top notch already. And so we're going to let them have some fun with that while they also get to enjoy the soup for the day. So he's not a judge. He's just a host. Just want to make that clear so everybody knows we have separate judges, which we will be announcing soon. But yeah, so it's going to be great. I'm excited.
Now, who came up with the idea of having Bashir as a host? Because to me, this means that you get the day off.
No. I still gotta take photos. Don't worry.
For sure he's not.
Okay. Her going, well, if Bashir's doing that, then like go around and like taste soup and say hi and like be the J Street queen.
He'll be doing like a lot of videos and Facebook Live and stuff, but I'll still be behind the scenes taking photos, posting photos, getting additional video content to sort of splice something together afterward.
Okay. As long as you get your hours in.
I'm always getting the hours in, Stan. It's gonna be really exciting. Now you made me lose my train of thought. I was going somewhere, Stan. And then
I know that's
our boss is right here, Stan.
That's why we're doing this.
You're making me not.
This is payback.
Oh, so you asked how we came about it. So it's almost a joke. Three women in a kitchen. I don't know how much more soup stroll it can get about how this idea came up. No, we were all waiting. We were literally all waiting to go use the microwave to make our own lunches. And we were just happened to all be in the kitchen together. And so we just started chatting about how could we make this work? And we threw around a couple ideas. And then I think it was Gail mentioned it. And he was like, what if we made him a host? And we were like, oh, Gail, that's a great idea. And, you know, Gail's been with DSIC, which I overheard her say on the phone the other day, 19 years. So she's seen a lot of soup strolls. She's seen all the soup strolls.
All the soup strolls.
So, you know, we love the idea. We asked Bashir if he'd be interested. He thought it over. He was totally cool with it and kind of just went from there. And he's been helping us push a lot more of the social media, too. He's had some great ideas about that. So, you know, one of them was sort of behind the scene look at the soup making process at some of the restaurants. So we have several of those lined up that you're going to start seeing roll out on our event page over the next few days, and especially next week leading up to the event. And honestly, I mean, we get roughly 6,000 people a year. I want it to be bigger this year. I think it could be. So long as we get no snowstorms, god dang it.
Well, we got it this weekend. That's why everything's out of the way.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
So the streets will be clean.
Yeah.
And you'll be ready. Just bundle up. It's going to be chilly.
But it's worth it.
But it's a soup stroll, not a chili stroll. So bring your spoon.
Bring your spoon. I mean, you can bring your own spoon. They're going to have spoons.
That's it.
They got golden spoons.
Well, they are the golden spoon.
And their own t-shirts.
Now, does that – so as a three-time winner, does that make Bashir the big spoon? As she rolls her eyes.
This is why we don't let stand out of the office much.
So three times. I mean, you're like, if you didn't return, you go out on top. It's like the game-winning shot,
yeah.
Two Super Bowls, the Elway, you know, the number one going off the field. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've won three times. We all know that because every soup's been amazing. But we talked about this, I think, on one of my previews. Where do you come up with this? Because – some of your soup ideas, I think, were pre-ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Because it's like a chopped edition. It's like, I have a sardine and I have a raisin. Let's make this. I mean, your soup's beyond spectacular, but so interesting and intricate. And how do you do it?
Yeah. I mean, we always, with everything that we do, we try to think about the final product and then work back from there. So we always want to do something that's exciting. We think about how it's going to look. We think about how it's like what we're going to name it, because that's the first thing, right? Flavors and how you perceive flavor is made up of so many different things, not just how something tastes. Everything from how you name it to what you call it to the presentation when you put it out there. We always want to tie in with Simone's some element of the Mediterranean, right? We're a Mediterranean fusion restaurant, so we take inspiration from all 22 countries around the Mediterranean Sea. And so each year we've done, you know, we had the first soup was a like North African inspired one, which was the creamy tomato soup with a sweet pepper harissa, right? So we basically took the classic tomato
good.
Soup.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually been like most people say out of all the three winners, that first one is. And we serve that now at all of our stores.
Oh, I think it was there this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely there this week because I think the day we came in for our meeting, yeah. It was there, and I was very tempted to buy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so you take a classic, like, tomato soup that you would get, you know, at any restaurant or diner, and then we Mediterraneanify it.
That's a new word here. Create a new word.
There we go. Forget affordability. We've got Mediterraneanified.
Yes. Yeah. And so we did that by taking harissa, which is a North African condiment, and mixing it in. We also think about how we're going to make it as available and accessible to anybody. So you have people in today's world. There's a lot of people that are gluten-free, vegan, right? So we think about alternatives. How do we bring in, like, how do we make a creamy soup vegan, right? Because it has heavy cream and butter in it. So we use cashew, right? We make a cashew cream. We mix that in. Gluten-free, there's a gluten component, like bread, we keep it separated so that people can have it despite, like, the having bread on the side. And yeah, so we the first one was the tomato soup and made into like a North African style flavor. The second one was a Greek cauliflower chowder, which that's where it got the creaminess from the cauliflower. That was
that your favorite, Maury?
I love that
one. Yeah. That one's gone now, but it'll be back. And then we did another North African inspired one last year when we did a roasted carrot soup.
Oh, that was good.
With you know, so it had a lot of garnish on it. We did like a man, I can't think the name of the condiment now, but it's crushed nuts with like cinnamon. We would like toasted nuts. That's one of the things too. It's one thing if you have a good soup base, but if you kill it with the garnishes, you're going to elevate it so much more. So with us, we always think about that too. There's always some condiment that we're drizzling on top to create like several layers of flavor. We're always adding something for crunch, whether it's the pita on the side or on this roasted Moroccan carrot soup we did last year. We took hazelnuts, we toasted them in the oven, pulled them out, and then just crushed them by hand with a bunch of spices. And that adds another layer of flavor. So I think it's all about that, you know, and then how you present it to people when they walk up is very important too. I think people love seeing the assembly line nature. I'm just going to give away all of our secrets. But we do an assembly line situation where people walk up and they can actually see the fresh ingredients going into the soup and how we assemble it all together. I think the energy that you're giving them the soup with also impacts. Like, this is the amazing thing about flavor. It's half psychological and half physical. And so you have to know how to nail it on both fronts. I think you can take the most incredible tasting soup, put it in a crappy cup with a crappy spoon, and serve it out of like a thing with no excitement, out of like a Bain Marie without any excitement. And I think you're going to downgrade what could be something that is a potential winner.
You always have the longest line. It's like Santa.
Yeah.
On J Street. Okay. It's a line. It's a photo every year in the Gazette. The Samoans line. Yes, there's 50 people in line. Don't worry. They're all going to get served. Everyone's going to be happy.
It's more like 150.
I was trying to keep up. I was trying,
not
to,
bragging.
I was trying to keep you out of the suit. How do you manage that? Because I've been a retail guy as long as she's been around.
Yeah.
You see a line like that and you've got to get them out.
Yeah.
It's no different than, you know, a crazy lunch service, a crazy dinner service, mm-hmm. but you can look down J Street
mm-hmm.
and you're counting heads.
Right.
Your staff is incredible. It's not robotic. It is efficient and it is friendly. It's all your locations. I've been to several locations, not just the J Street mothership. How do you manage that? I'd have to be sedated.
Yeah.
Because if I had a line like that in my retail store, yeah. I'd be pulling people off the street and say, can you ring a register stand over here?
Yeah.
Can you bag something? How do you keep it so smooth and it looks effortless?
Yeah. It's definitely not effortless, but it's, first of all, we have such an amazing group of people that work for us. We're very particular about who we bring onto the team for this reason, because we want people who can actually work together, are excited when it gets busy, they get excited by that. But more than anything, I mean, for us and for our brand and our restaurant, Samoans Kitchen, anything else that we do, like one of the biggest things that's most enjoyable for us is be able to serve people and be social and have people in our store. I think so many times in today's world, you walk into a cafe, and I'm not throwing shade on these places, but you walk into a cafe and the barista wants nothing to do with you. You know, you're worried about asking for a special request because you like your coffee a certain way. We welcome that, and we hire people that appreciate that and want to serve people, want to accommodate special requests, want to accommodate dietary preferences, and enjoy having a lot of people at the door there. And it's fun. And, you know, we throw music on. We really think about the experience for our staff, too. We have music on. You know, we make sure that, like, our staff members were checking in. Hey, do you need something to drink? Do you need? But I think most of all, our staff is just really excited about the idea of competing and having a long line and being able to, like, showcase what we've created for people. And for a lot of people, they just stand at that table serving for, you know, 6 hours, and you can't even get them to leave to go on a bathroom break. I had one team member last year, her lips were turning blue. I was like, you need to go. It was so cold out. She's like chapped lips. She looks like she just like got off of like a big long voyage, and she looked and she was like refusing. She was having the best time, you know. And but I mean, I think for us, like, a lot, obviously, the training that we do in store when we're serving on a day-to-day basis, when it comes to something like a competition like this, it pays off, right? Because we have very well-trained team members who know what they're doing. And we just have great people on the team. So I owe it all to them.
All right. I've got one last question that Shen's going to do the rest because she's giving me the look. But I got to get this question in.
Yeah.
You're not a quote-unquote judge.
Yeah.
How harsh are you going to be? Like, this is like the Samoans Secret judging contest.
Yeah.
Like, how hard are you when you're tasting things? Like,
yeah.
How hard are you when you're tasting yours?
Yeah.
And then how hard are you going to be? What makes it a winning soup?
Yeah.
For you?
Effort. You know, I think, obviously there's so many different, like, So you can look at this from, like, if you break it down in a culinary sense, like, is it balanced? Does it have all these different elements that you want from a soup? Is it savory? Is it sweet? Depending on what they're trying to present, does it accomplish what they're saying that it is? So you can do that and break it down, which I will. But I also think that, like, there are so many flavors and tastes out there, and that a soup, I have to my own opinion has to not just be, as I think, as the host, not just what I like, but maybe what, you know, like if there's real creativity and effort and technique in it, even if I don't enjoy it, I think that's something that needs to be recognized. So I'll judge it on both fronts, whether I like it and whether I think it's a, you know, legitimate soup that somebody else might really love, but not me. But there's not many things that I don't like and enjoy, so I think I'll enjoy a good handful of them.
So we're going to turn it over to the most judgmental person in the room. Yeah. who's already been out there sampling, we found out.
I might have had
during the pregame.
Well,
you're already casting votes.
No, don't say that.
You're already like, Stan.
I just said that I had tried a soup that I was very hesitant to try because I was like, egg in a soup? That's kind of weird. But I tried the spicy egg drop soup as part of doing some promotional videos for Soup Stroll, which
it's always for social.
Spicy egg drop soup from Faux Queen, and I was like pleasantly surprised by it, and I really liked it. And I did tell you that I think they could be a contender. If you're someone who likes a spicy soup, I think they could be a contender. There are so many flavors on here that I'm also like I'm like the Sicilian cowboy might be my first stop because I need to know. I just need to know. It's supposed to be like their burger. I've never had the burger, but I need to know.
I need to know.
Also, if they put a Sicilian cowboy out there to serve it,
I don't think we're getting the naked cowboy. It's going to be too cold.
Listen, we're all for heated rivalry right now. I'm going to drop that in the podcast so we get more listeners. So we can just, if we can get a Sicilian cowboy out there for soup.
Okay.
School, I mean,
all right.
But yeah, no, I guess I would ask Bashir, given a quick rundown, because you just got like the full list look at right now.
Mm-hmm. Embargo till 9 a.m. Friday.
Embargo till 9 a.m. Friday.
Stan's instructions.
What do you, just going off of like names right now, are there any that are like really standing out to you that you're like intrigued to like really try?
Yeah, there's so many good ones.
I know about Soup Stroll is like there's 32, as someone who was a judge last year, it's really hard to be a judge. Like you basically get one spoon shot for judges to like hit them.
Yes.
Because we attempted to eat many of the 3 ounces.
Let me tell you, for someone who's held a heavyweight belt for many, many decades, 32 soups is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, you got to, like, I've got to train.
I'm not going to lie. By the end of last year, I was over it. Stan was like, Shannon, are you okay? I was like, I just want to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, and it's more than 32 ounces. I thought I heard somebody say 32 ounces the other day. It's 32
flavors.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and
33
then
3 ounces is 3 ounces.
Sample, so
there's no way you can do it.
But that's the thing. You know, you think 3 ounces is a small amount, which, you know, if you're looking at that as your meal, that's a very small meal. But this is an opportunity for 32 restaurants to give you their best first impression, great first bite, and to really hit you with their culinary creativity and chops. You know, I don't know if they're using chops in there, but they've got to really make a first impression in 3 ounces. And for the people who are super competitive and are going to be dashing around the city to try and hit all 32 places, word to the wise, really take it as a first bite because it's a lot of soup. You're talking 96 ounces of soup in your belly.
Eat breakfast.
And so skip breakfast that day and maybe push to a very late dinner or just an evening snack.
And take a nap afterwards.
And the thing that we discovered was the lineup, you know. You're the second of the third area soup events. We had the one in Amsterdam, which is nice.
Yeah, but we're the original.
And then we have the OG. And then we have the other.
What's the other?
Shannon's old stopping ground, Chowderfest up in Saratoga.
Chowderfest, but it's not a soup stroll. We're the original soup.
Yep, soup stroll.
So that out there for everybody.
But I like, but Saratoga is so big, and I like the way they do their judging format because they have to, because so many thousands are served that volume alone to win on a voting platform, so they do it a little bit differently, mm-hmm. which I do appreciate to give places that are not on Broadway an opportunity to compete. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing because the one thing I did like about being a judge is it forced me to try soups I would not try.
Oh, yeah.
There are certain things. And then, again, as we got later in, we were like kind of going, you go, I'll go, things like that. But we always took the obligatory taste. But they're so varied. I mean, this is the whole thing that happened in Amsterdam. What's a big change this year was nobody repeated. So there weren't three pasta fazools.
But
there,
I like there weren't three, have a three, few of the same ones because I like they got to be real like competitive against each other.
I like the special. I like 32 specials.
Yeah.
Got that, 32 special.
Got it.
It's a playoff 38 special.
I got it.
Google it. Next.
So, you're asking me what excites me here.
We excite you.
Yeah.
I think the lobster, what you said before, the lobster bisque with blueberry croutons, that's very interesting. I love the creative. Right after, I love a good French onion soup. So let's see.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting in a 3 ounce.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're so used to that in a crock. It's like, that presentation could be a lock.
And everybody thinks a French onion soup is so easy to make, but it's really not. Like, you got to get the onions. Like, that is, you don't get the onions right, it's over.
Yeah. And that's going to be interesting because they have to, like, melt the Gruyere on top. I wonder if they're going to do it that way. And then the...
You know you want to say the Sicilian cowboy.
The Sicilian cowboy. I love good names, you know. I really love good names. Yeah, that's a
Well,
really
then, of
good
course,
one.
You got a Vice and Virtue is going to be up there with the longest name on record, I think.
Yeah. Should we say it?
Yes.
The root vegetable bisque with smoked crispy pork belly and maple chili garlic crisp garnish.
Get that on a t-shirt.
I mean, it's a mouthful.
Just yum across the board. I'm ready for that mouthful because it sounds delicious.
No, I think this is such a great event, such a great one of the three great downtown events that we have. And I think the soup stroll is personally my favorite one because that's the first one I think we actually competed in the wing walk before we competed in the soup stroll, but the wing walk was rushed for us. We were the new kids on the block and they're like, you want to do this? And we barely had our doors open and we jumped into it. This was like the first time that we actually put our pen to paper and our heads into it and produced our first win.
Now, are you licking your lips looking at the list for next year's soup stroll?
I'm really excited.
Are you gonna dip your spoon in for next year?
It's going to be up to the team.
Okay.
It's going to be up to the team.
They might enjoy going out and tasting more than
– Yeah, I don't know. If we like it, we might just make this a tradition. But we also just love to participate and be a part of the reason that people come to Downtown Schenectady.
You're still kind of in it because under the umbrella.
Correct.
We have Lily Peas, yes.
Which is doing a bus and broccoli cheddar soup with a cheesy focaccia croutons. Not as long as Vice and Virtue, but –
Yeah,
it's up there.
How much pressure is on them? Because, like, as a sports writer, I'd say to these teams that won like 19 championships in a row, I'm like, what do you do if you lose?
Yeah,
like they're gonna start pointing at you. Like, your brothers and cousins and neighbors are like, you lost.
Yeah. So it's funny because even though we're competitive, we always say, you know, most of the soups that we've done at Simone's Kitchen, truly, like we come up with the concept like weeks before. I mean, I think we're the last soup name you got. We don't even know, and then we don't even actually the concept comes first, and we just like trust that we can execute on it, and then the day before we make the soup, or like maybe 2 days before.
Okay.
But we think about it a lot. But it is a rush. Like we're pulling all nighters for the soup stroll. A lot of people are more strategic than us and are able to actually take the time as we should be. And I think with Lily Peas this year we will. But with that being said, it was always about fun for us from the beginning. It's like about having fun. Yes, we like the competitive part of it, but we just love being part of this Schenectady community and joining like other restaurants and all being out there together, like participating together. It's not too often you get to collaborate with all of your other restaurants in the same region. So that's the most exciting part for us. To have the long lines is exciting. And then the win is really nice to top it off. So with Lily Peas, it's the same thing. We're going into it as an opportunity to just be part of what Schenectady is doing. You know, this is our hometown. I consider this our home base and as a company overall, whether Lily Peas or Simone's. And this, of course, we just can't sit it out completely. So Lily Peas is just us still being part of the event, just being there with the community, having a good time. And if we win, we win. You know, I don't think we'll be pulling an all-nighter this time because I think we've started to experiment now already. So we're about a week or so ahead of it than we've ever have been before.
And so. I think Bashir just touched on a really important part, which is being part of the community. And that's a big reason I love this event. Number one, it showcases just how dynamic our downtown region is and how many incredible eateries we actually have downtown. But because it's a walking event, you actually get to see how close they all are, which is great for the public to come and enjoy and just really make a day of it. What the public doesn't see is how much of a community the businesses really are, too. Everyone is so good about helping each other out and stepping up to promote one another. This is really a town where the old adage of a rising tide floats all boats is truer than true. And that's what makes me really excited about Bashir and his team going out to support other restaurants, to get to really enjoy it as community members. And I know they're all going to be rooting for people, too. So not only do you get the dynamic of a bunch of very culinary-centric folks putting that different part of their brain to use for a fun day out, but they get to be supportive in a way that normally they can't when they're acting as participants, which is really fun.
And this is the first sip of the Schenectady Culinary Experience because we have Restaurant Week coming up shortly after.
Yes. Yep. So following Soup Stroll, we will have Restaurant Week February 23rd to March 1st. And we're working on getting our restaurants together for that right now. Obviously, you know, and we love this about our restaurants is they get very focused on one of our events at a time, which allows them to do their very best at that. So once we make it through Soup Stroll, we're deadlocked into preparing for the first of our restaurant weeks, which is a countywide one. And then we do a very downtown-centric one in August, which gives people a second opportunity during the year to really go out and see and taste what makes our restaurants so just special and unique in the Capital Region and, you know, hopefully continue to visit those locations afterward. I know it. This year for me personally will be a big one because it will be my first time really stepping out into a lot of places I have yet to go to. And so as someone who gets a sneak peek ahead of time at the menus, I'm super excited. So super excited.
I think it's happening because you took the job. All right, lightning round, exit. Maureen Neufeld, comfort soup. What is it?
Ooh, comfort soup.
Foot and a half of snow on Sunday, kid. What are you going to be? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want Shen to shop for you to have for the house?
If I am staying in, I want a hearty, hearty chowder, something that is cream-based, like a corn chowder or a, you know, something nice and hearty, potato chowder, something along those lines. If I'm going out, I'm a French onion gal.
All right, Bashir, you're the expert.
As she was talking, I was like, you know, that's I would want a chowder on a snowy day. And I'm like, she said chowder, so I'm going to say my second, which is French onion. So literally the same, yeah.
I agree with both of them. But I'm going with tomato soup at home, straight out the can. But
you can't say that with a restaurant in the room.
Yeah, but I spruce it up. Yeah, right? I'm going to doctor it up, as I always do. I put chicken in it.
It's goldfish.
No, you put chicken and croutons and some mozzarella cheese and a little bit of olive oil on top. And always got to put red pepper flakes because I like mine a little spicy. So, yeah.
All right. So it's been ages. But for me, the go-to is the Christmas Eve Aunt Marianne's mushroom soup. Being Polish and Slav, it's a brothy mushroom.
I'm not going to go over what
Maureen hates mushrooms. I apologize. No. But I'm a Polak, so it's part of our DNA.
Yeah.
But for that hearty, and a shout out to Dan Nelly, who just lost at the Amsterdam Soup Fest, his, again, disgusting to Maureen, a bacon mushroom cheeseburger chowder.
I'm sure it's great, Dan.
It's a two-time most unique in the city winner. And then he lost out this year to a Cajun chicken chowder. So, all right.
All right. One final quick reminder. Soup Stroll is January 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For $1, you can get a 3-ounce sample. And we have 32 locations. You will get to see all of the – get to know all of the locations tomorrow when we drop the press release. But by then, this will already have aired. So.
And please
read the story.
Please be kind. Bring small bills.
Yes.
Try to get ones. Help out your restaurants.
Yes.
What else do we have?
Also, there more than likely will be lots of drinks specials on here.
Absolutely.
That's as there always is for always Soup is. Stroll.
And also, our retailers are going to be open.
Oh, yeah.
If you need a quick break, stop in and see what's going on around downtown Schenectady.
Yeah, you can get a potato sticker. Potato is in the dog from Sweetsburg, not
yes.
Potato.
Yes.
But you get a potato sticker at Sweetsburg.
That's right. I got mine.
Yeah, we got to get some Soup stickers.
Hmm.
Soup stickers.
All right. Well, Bashir, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
For coming in. And I know you're insanely busy, so we do appreciate that. It's rare to have a rose between two thorns, as you sit between Shannon and Maureen. I can only speak for Shannon. Maureen is the light of the room, as I have the co-host here. So we'll go around the room just saying goodbye, good luck, and good soup. So, Maureen, any parting goodbyes, any...
just tell everyone, can't wait to see you on Soup Stroll Day. It is absolutely worth braving the cold because it warms you from the inside out.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance that you're going to catch me sipping on some Dubai chocolate soup throughout the day as well. So if you can't find me after I've done my rounds, I think I'll just settle in over at Bittersweet and sip on some chocolate for the rest of the night. So
that sounds like a game plan.
Yeah.
You know, get your spoons ready to scoop.
All right. All right. So I think at 11:01, maybe Bashir on his first post can do ladles up.
Ladles up.
Like riders up.
Ha 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 ha. We're not
chefs. Start your stoves. We got to come up with something.
We're working on it.
All right. For Stan Hootie of Stan and the Shen Show. And for my co-host, I have two closes this week for her. So I'll give her the new inherited one we'll see tonight for working with Shannon as long as I have. Never a bother, always a pleasure. And for the rest of you out there, enjoy your life. It's the only one you got.